This podcast is very not safe for work.
Friday Night Fan Fiction presents My Immortal by Tara Gillespie. Part 6.
Then I believe it's Pope, and then I'll message the next person. Pope, you're on page 54. I have other administrative duties to do.
54.
Like, skip over my reading.
Oh, right. John is a thing.
Yes, I'm a thing.
Steve-O, you're terrible.
Yeah.
Sean, I forgot you're not a Pazone. Are you a Pazone?
Dearest mother.
I can be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah, you betrayed us. 111 shooted vampire angrily as he took out his block gun. No! You don't understand, one! Queen Draco, sadly, as he took his thingy out of snakes.
So they were docking again.
Yeah.
No shit! You fucking suck, you preppy bastard, 111, said Willow, trying to talk him. You walk, girl. I ran suicidally to my womb. I sexually took a snake out. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah,
I'm very hungry.
That T-bone.
Inobi, no! 11111 screamed Draco, but it was 2. I ate. I had slit moist.
Ritzes.
Whiff it.
I don't know. Fucking.
Fucking.
Dave, you sound tired as shit.
David has had an exhausting 3.5 hours, I'm sure.
Have you had the chance to refuel on all that Taco Bell, though?
It's putting me in a coma, TBH.
I slit my wrist with it. Suddenly, everything went block again. Sincerely, an Anon author who will silently not reveal her identity because she's a coward, a.k.a. just a troll with box for brain. Chapter 40. LOL. Someone has taken my account over. The idiot's note. Well, this was in the dock area. Might as well let the whole world see what the weird Tara wanted to show us. Have a nice day. Author's note. STFU. Press get a leaf. 1111. You suck. 11. Oh, and from now on, I'll be in vacation in England until, like, August. So I won't be able to update for a while. Lols. Thanks to everyone who revowed, except the preps ha claimed fuck you. One Mesa, wait, but
Mick R or Mercer?
Yeah, Mercer rules.
Oh man, Matt Mercer is such a good voice actor. He does McCree.
No, the disease Mercer.
Oh.
Mercer rules. 666111.
I feel like, didn't I read that already?
Yes, we have literally read this before.
No, I mean like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you see, the author decided to take a page out of Sonic and the Search for Love.
Oh, no, Sonic and the Search for Love!
Yeah.
Like, the next chapter starts off with Mills Tales was in a Sonic fighting a robot hog.
I don't think that's how that fic went.
It totally went how like that went.
XXXX666XXXX. I woke up in the Norse's Ulfas on a special gothic coffin. Hellgrid was in the bed opposite me in a coma, cause vampire...
Comma.
Wait, I missed a comma?
No, he was in a comma.
Wait, how do you spell coma?
Coma is just one M.
Cause vampire and Draco had beat him up.
Bet him.
Oh god, this hurts to weed. Bet him up. Miss Norse was cleaning the room. Oh me, Satan, what happened? I screamed. Suddenly, Voldemort came. He walked less mean than usual. Get the fuck out, you fucking bastard, I yielded. Thou hath not killed the vampire yet, he said angrily. Suddenly, he started to cry tears of blood. All selective. How do you selectively cry?
Well, you just highlight the bits on the page that you want to make cry and then hit Control-Shift-S.
Volksmort, OMFG, what's wrong, I asked.
And that's it. Thank you very much, Pope.
Bye.
And Sean, go ahead. You got 2 pages.
So I'm not just a it, then.
No, it... Shut up.
Suddenly, ... Lucien, Professor Sinister, and Sirius came. Bloody Mary and Vampire were with them. Every number one was holding black boxes. Voxamore disappeared! Omfga, Inobi, you're alive, 111, screamed Vampire. I hugged him and Bloody Mary. What the fuck happened? I asked him. Oh, my Satan, 1-1. Am I, like, dead now? I gasped.
So I have to wonder, how the hell do people do, like, more reading marathons? Because this 3.5 hours have absolutely slayed me.
Well, for starters, they usually don't read terrible fan fiction like this. Secondly, they're probably not drinking.
Yeah. That's true. We're putting ourselves in the corner a bit.
You don't say.
And Abby, ooh, we're almost shot, 1-1, said Sirius. But the ballet could not kill U since U were form another time. But fangs anyway, 1, said Lucien, holding Oot his arm. I gasped. He had 2 arms.
Well, shit. What do we do with him now that he has 2 arms?
Well, now he can jerk off with both hands.
Yeah. One hand on the mouse, the other hand on your dick.
No.
One hand on your dick, one hand on your butt.
One hand, well, yeah, that works too, but, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta play with your balls, man.
One hand on your dick, one hand eating a bunch of chicken nuggets.
Yeah, there you go. That's the real way to do it.
I can't believe vampires. Dad shot ooh, 1, I gasped. Well, number 2, to be honest, Snap was buzzed by Snap back then, said James. Yeah, he was a spy, Sirius said sadly. He was really a death dealer. And he was some fucking pauser, too, 1-1, said Lucien. He didn't even really know who GC were until I told him. Well, anyway, everyone started to give me presents. I was opening a black box with red 666s, parentheses. There was a DVD of Corpse Bride in it, in parentheses, on it when I gasped. Mr. Norris looked up angrily because he never ate it, goths. Hey, has anyone,
a neon,
fucking seen Draco? I asked gothically. No, Draco, tell me he would, as in trees, be watching Hose of Wax, the porn parody,
yeah,
said Professor Trevely. He doesn't know that you're better. Anyway, the Norse gods.
The best ones.
Yeah. Said who could get up. Come on, 1.
Can we just get everybody to do a simultaneous
It's hard to get everyone to come at the same time.
Yeah, but that's what editing is for.
I got up suicidally. Lucien and Sirius and Professor Sinister left. I was wearing a black leather nightgown.
Boom.
Under that, I had on a black leather bra trimmed with black lace, with matching thong that said Gothic Girl on the butt. And sexy fishnets that kind hooked onto my thong, parentheses, if you don't get the idea, massage me, it'll tell you, in parentheses.
All right, Sean, I'm going to drive off there, I'll massage you, so you'll tell me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I put on a black fishnet top under a black MCR t-shirt, a black leather mini with black lace and Congress shoes. Her outfit's almost as dark as the DC universe. I left the hospital's wings with Bloody Mary, Willow, and Vampire. Oomph! Let's celebrate, 1-1, gasped Willow. We can go see Hose of Wax with Draco, 1, giggled Vampire. Let's go listen to GC and cut ourselves 666, 1-1, said Hermione. We opened the conman room door sexily.
Next up is you again.
Yay. And then...
I'm just making sure you know I'm doing my job.
I gasped.
Steve was doing his job?
Why did Sean get to read again?
He wasn't here for the first round for us.
Yeah, I was late.
Oh, come on.
I'm gonna read again.
I know you do, Sean, but we have to be fair here.
My name's not Sean.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you just call him Sean?
Listen, David.
Draco was there doing it with Snap. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- fucking prep! 1-1, we all yielded angrily. Yeah, who betrayed us? 1-1-1, shooted Vampire angrily as he took out his black gun. No, who don't understand? 1, screamed Draco sadly as he took his thingy out of snakes.
There he goes again, more docking.
No shit, who fucking suck, who preppy bastard? 1-1-1, said Willow, trying to attack him. Who rock girl? 1, I ran suicidally to my room. I sexually took a steak out.
More T-bone.
Inabi, no! 1-1-1-1-1-1, screamed Draco, but it was 2-L-8. I had slipped my wrists with it, and suddenly everything went black again. Idiot's note. Ugh, Drink for Ugg.
No, I've done enough drinking.
Ugg.
I know. Terrible. But then again, this wouldn't be called the worst fanfic ever if not for the fact that the writing standards meets the level of a day-old fetus.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That day-old fetus have standards.
Chapter 41, A.N. To everyone who kept splamming this gets life, live. I bet you probably wouldn't know who Gerold Way is. Or probably Al Preps and Pausers. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Anyway, someone hacked into me account in November, and they put up my last chapter. But now there is a new one. I'm sorry for not updating G for a while, but I've been really busy. I'm trying to finish the story before the new movie comes out. I'm gone on vacation for a month.
Again?
Yeah.
I won't be back until about 2 weeks.
She's leaving for a month or 2 weeks?
Yes.
No, she's leaving for a month in about 2 weeks. Draco is so hot in all the pics for the new movie, 111. I wanted them to put a cameo by Jord.
Jord
Way. Lol, he sued, played Draco. If you flam, ill slit my wrists.
Not a good threat.
No. 1-1, Raven, Rock Girl, have fun in England.
She's still in England?
Apparently.
Yeah, Raven is.
Better than her originally being in Dubai.
All that sand.
Yeah, that sand.
Shitload of X's, 666. Even more X's after that. When I woke up, I was in a strange room. I locked around. I was wearing the same outfit I had when Iz performed with X Black X Tier X 1-1. I looked around confusedly. It was the Norris's office. Apparently she's still in fucking Scandinavian country. I'm tired and drunk.
We're all tired. We've been here so long.
I know.
This last episode is literally just going to be us saying, all right, let's go. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's just get through this. But it looked different. On the wall was a pic of Marlene Munzon.
All right, hold on. I'm going to open Steam and change my name.
Marlene Munzon?
Yes.
1-1-1-1.
Yeah, I'm going to add the 1-1-1-1 to it as well.
Just imagine that he is an 80s gothic band too, okay? Because he is more old than Panic? Question mark? Yeah, I question that as well.
Yeah.
At the disco.
Disco.
Or McCurr. There was also a gothic Black Beatles calendar.
Calendar,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the people still listening and are just like, please let them live through this. Please.
We won't.
We want to have another land party at Steve's house in Petlaza again. Please live.
Yeah.
With a picture of the Beatles, we're in Eileener.
Yeah.
It's really stretching your mouth trying to say that, isn't it?
Yeah. And black cloves of garlic.
Tasty.
On it, it said 1980. Omvk, I'm back in Tim again.
You didn't pay me for the last time.
Tim likes to get pegged, that's all right.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. No judging.
I screamed loudly. Suddenly Satan,
the not so popular follow-up to Suddenly Susan.
This is actually Voldemort for photo reference. Voldemort was wearing a black leather Jackson, black tight jeans, and fishnet pants.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Wait, he's wearing black tight jeans, but also fishnet pants?
Yeah, the fishnet pants go over top of the jeans.
One on top of the other. Yeah.
He looks so sexy. I almost had an orgy. 1-1.
But then nobody responded to my ad on Craigslist.
Exactly. There are only two, so that's not enough.
It's not masturbation. It's an orgy for one.
It's not mastication.
Umfk. Inobi, are you okay? He asked gothically.
And we bring in Scout back. Hello, Scout.
Scoot.
Scout. They're deafened, so they can't hear you.
Okay, we'll wait a moment.
Hey, Hooray!
Goat, help us live through this so you can pet Laza again.
Ja, im okay for information. I almost misread that as animation.
I would assume that the four is an A, so animation.
I snapped sexily. OMG, am I dead?
No, you're just a robot, apparently.
How did you get past the captcha?
Because I remembered I had jumped in front off the bullet from Jamie's gun. I also remembered seeing Draco doing it with snap 111. I guessed that when I had slit me wrist, I had went back in Tim instead of dying.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah, at the moment of death, you have the choice. You can either die or go back in Tim.
Yep.
Tim the Toolman Taylor is not a good option.
She just hadn't hit a checkpoint since the last time.
I guess that when I had slit me wrists, I had went back in Tim instead of dying. Back in Tim, that's a movie. I know you. I could go forward in time if I found a time toner or the Tim machine. A machine that makes Tims. No, you're not dead. Satan reassured suicidally as he smoked a cigarette sexily and smoke came all over his face.
Yeah, I gave him the cummies.
God, shut up.
Or a vampire, so ooh, can't die that German. Can't die from a bullet. Come, ooh la la. On now, let's go see how Harry's dad is doing. I know that the real reason I didn't die from the ballet was cause I was from the future. That's not how time travel works. WTF! Exclamation points. James almost shot Lucio? Lucio's?
No, not Lucio! Now we're down to one support.
Lucius!
I said Indigo Alley.
Yep.
Wait, like Indigo Ally?
Yep.
I knew that James had really been possessed, but I didn't want him to know I knew. Yeah, I know, but he had a headache. He was under a lot of stress, Satan reasoned evilly. I guess that's okay, I said, because James hadn't really shot Lucien. Although I knew that Lucien would now have two arms instead of one. I just imagine having like two wooden arms. I walked seductively outside with Satan. Suddenly, I saw a totally sexy gothic bi guy. 11. He had black blonde hair with black streaks up to his ears, and he was wearing gothic black eyeliner. A black Green Day shirt. It showed Billy Joel with bold hair since it was the 80s, black Congress shoes, and black baggy pants. He walked in all sexy like Gerd Way in the video for I Don't 3, ooh, like I did yesterday, and you could see a black tear on his face like that women in that video.
That's a really shitty title.
Yeah.
I Don't 3 You Lick I Did Yesterday, and you could see a black tear on his face like in that video.
What video?
That video.
The title that I just said.
He said all quietly and gothically. Who the fuck is that? I asked angrily, cause I did not know him. Okay, are Voldemort and Satan the same people in this?
It doesn't matter.
I think so.
This is Hedwig 11, said Volksamort. He used to be in X Black X Tier X 2, but he had two drop out cause he broke his arm. Hey, Hedwig, I said seductively, even though I was not trained to be.
Isn't Hedwig an owl?
Yes.
Lol, hi, Annabee, he answered, but then he ran away because he had hair of magical creature. Wait, like, is this a human version of Hedwig the Owl? I kind of lost track.
Apparently, it used to be a bird, but yep.
He was humming "Welcome to da Block Parade" under his breath. I know that is not 80s, but pretend it is okay.
I don't know. That's a real stretch of my imagination.
I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Bye, I said all sexily. That was Hedwig. He used to be my boyfriend.
Friend.
But we broke up. Satan said sadly, looking at his black nails.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your reading. I have peanuts.
I mean, most guys do.
That's not peanut butter. You need to post a picture of yourself eating peanut butter.
No, they're peanuts, not peanut butter.
Mash them until they're butter.
Yeah.
Are they the circus variety?
Yeah, you eating fucking circus peanuts again?
Not circus! No, they're regular peanuts. I need protein to live.
Are you high on Percocet again?
Hello, Abadel.
Hello. Omfka, I can get you back together, I said, fingering something I didn't know was in my pocket. A block kute is what we aim for studio iPod that I could take videos with. Does anyone else know about them?
No.
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 Hey, kick-ass. Okay, who can forget about her class for now, Hedwig? I'm going number two, show you something great. One.
I mean, I don't like to announce when I'm using the restroom, but okay.
I led them to the Great Hall. Come on, you guys.
Yes, come on down.
And slam.
Come on, you guys.
Come on, you guys, and slam. And give yourself some slam.
I'd like a Denny's slam right now. Oh my god, that would be so good. I want to see what the stupidest Denny's slam ever made was.
It's moon over my slammy.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Does Craig have a recording limit?
6 hours, but for us it's 24.
Oh, wow.
We got the good version of Craig?
Because I paid for the Patreon.
Oh.
We got godly Craig.
Yes, we have godly Craig. As in, literally, we could do a 24-hour marathon and Craig would be fine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Please.
Yay.
No.
No.
No. No.
Oh, my God. There is a... It's moons over my hammy, David.
That's what I said.
You said moon over my slammy.
That's the slam version of it.
This looks awful.
Well, I mean, Denny's did recently introduce Denny's big old bucket of cheese and meat.
Are you serious?
No, that's an Onion article.
Choose your potatoes. I'm choosing all four. Bacon cheddar tots, cheddar cheese hash browns, and red skin potatoes.
Good God, do you want to die?
Hash browns there twice?
Yeah, well, one's cheddar hash browns. Man, I just made the slam go up from 900 to 1,700 calories.
Jeez, dude.
And I added extra bacon.
Oh, God.
Why not add extra bacon?
Yeah, at that point.
Get the jalapeno bacon, though. That's the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the Canadian bacon.
No, don't get Canadian bacon.
That's not bacon.
That ain't bacon. That's just ham.
That's faking bacon.
Lucien, James, Sirius, and Snake were all in the Great Hall. Lucien wouldn't talk with James because he had tried to shoot him.
I mean, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
It's valid. Go fuck yourself, you fucking douche, he shouted at him. Draco is never going to be friends with vampire now, one. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Samaro, Snape agreed. But I knew he was lying because it had been his fault. James had almost shot Lucien. Be quiet, you guys, I said sexily. Me plan was working oot great.
No.
Now I could make Voldemort good without doing it with him. Now Vampire's dad would never die, and okay, Satan and Hedwig, you guys can start making out.
All right, well, if the patrons demand it. All right, guys, everybody make out.
Steve-O, your tongue is all weird.
And I'm the odd man out.
My tongue is big enough for all of us.
Four of us touch tongues and Logan's just wraps around.
I said, and I started to film them with the iPod. Cool, said Sirius as Voldemort and Hedwig started to make out sexily. He watched as today started to take each other's cloves off sexily. Samaro, Sirius, Snake, and Lucien all watched cause they were probably by. I knew Snape was by.
Well, also because it's happening in their fucking face.
Have to avert their eyes. Oh my fucking god! Voldemort! Voldemort! Screamed Hedwig as his Glock touched Voldemort's.
Chick, chick!
Oh, they touched Glock tips. That's hot.
Do you draw your sword, sir?
New meaning to click, click, boom.
Counter-terrorist loose.
But suddenly, everything stopped as the door opened and in came...
Urkame.
Yep.
In Kame. Dumbledore and Mr. Norris! 111111111111.
Play that clip from Walker, Texas Ranger where the kid just looks at the camera and says, I have AIDS.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck?
Wait, you've never seen that? Oh, my God.
No, again, I am not a million years old like you people.
I am old, and I haven't seen that.
The line is quite literally, and I think it's Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, I think it is.
Walker told me I have AIDS. There's the clip. And I love it. Right underneath the YouTube clip, it says AIDS by name of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome.
Thank you, Encyclopedia Britannica.
I haven't gone through the comments, but I guarantee you there's one thing in there where someone says, well, looks like Walker, Texas Ranger, found the thing that he couldn't roundhouse kick into submission.
Oh.
Chapter 42, The Block Prade. Author's notes. OMG, the new book is coming out early soon. I can't wait. 1111. I think that Snap will be really the same person as Voldemort, because they are both half-blood. So that will explain why he killed Dumbledore and he hated Harry. 1111. And then Harry will have to commit suicide, so Voldemort will die because he will really be a Horcrux. 111. OMG, I hope Draco and Harry get together. That will be so schmexy, won't it?
No.
If they don't, then JKR is hamophobic.
Hamophobic.
Yeah, she's afraid of ham.
Yeah, it's true. She is hamophobic.
She's Jewish.
As somebody who still has the Denny's Slam menu open, I have to say that's a tragedy.
I didn't know you could have ham this many ways.
Fangs for the help with facts, Medusa, ooh, rock, 111. Lots of X's, 666, and lots of X's.
Yeah. I've got a peanut mouth right now, so hold on a second.
Post a picture of your peanut mouth.
Never! You have to pay me for it. You just gave it away for free.
Steven nutted inside his own mouth.
Jesus.
Sean, have you been waiting all your life for that joke?
No.
Thank you very much, Epidel. It's Mary's turn.
Hello.
Hello again.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're on page 59. There is no page 69 here, unfortunately.
I was going to say 59, that's almost nice.
Almost.
59, it's just you trying to have sex with somebody whose back is against you at the DMV.
Oh, no. Don't talk about the DMV, man.
Come hang. Come hang out. Come hang out. In the DMV.
Come hang in the DMV.
So much fun at the DMV.
You'll have loads of fun.
I sat depressedly in Dumbledore's office with Hedwig, Satan, James, Sirius, Snap, and Lucien. Lucien?
Yeah.
Lucien.
Yeah, Lucien.
Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre.
Oh, Mucha Lucha. That cartoon was terrible.
I could go for a Grand Nachos right now.
What? No, it wasn't
I
terrible.
I just made you a grilled cheese!
Logan,
okay. Make her nachos!
Go back and watch it. I think you'll decide that that was a terrible statement you just made.
It wasn't terrible.
No, it was pretty bad, dude.
Nah, there's worse cartoons than Mucha Lucha, I think.
What's superior, pan pizza or stuffed crust?
Stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust.
Pan pizza.
If you ask my girlfriend, she will say pan pizza.
Frizza?
Pan pizza.
Stuffed crust, but the only stuffed crust that tumps, that beats pan pizza. Has the garlic and cheese and the hot dog in it.
So you just want little hot dog crust?
No, I don't want hot dog crust. That sounds gross.
You just said it was good.
I was lying, Logan. Nobody likes hot dogs in their pizza.
Oh, damn it. Pizza Hut only allows 10 ingredients on their pizza.
Only 10.
What were you going to do? Get like fucking 40 in toppings?
Yes, I was going to try and max out the pizza customizer.
Should I make his own salad on top of the pizza?
I'm sure if you call them on the phone and ask for every ingredient on the pizza, they'll do it for you.
So long as you prepay.
Yes.
It's my birthday. I want every ingredient on the pizza.
Sir, are you drunk? We have to discourage drunk pizza ordering. Like, yeah, Yeah, I'm drunk. Just give me my damn pizza. All right, well.
Well, you asked for it.
Why else would I be calling Pizza Hut at this time of hour? Because I am drunk.
Dumbledore was sitting in front of us cruelly. He looked more young than he did in Da Future.
Here, this is the closest I could get.
That's such like a weirdly low-res picture.
See if you can get a left beef pizza.
Yeah, get none pizza left beef.
Yeah.
He had taken the iPod away and was now listening to a shitty Avril Lavigne song. Levine? Is that still Levine?
It's Levine.
What the hell is this anyway? He cackled meanly. I hoped he didn't find out that I was from another time. Whatever Udo, don't blame Ibony, U-jerk, Satan said. Yeah, seriously, she was trying to get Satan and Hedwig back together, Sirius said deviantly. Be quiet, you Satanist, Dumbledore cockled.
No, you can't repress me.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Hey, you just said the thing that I said.
Yeah, but I said it more British than you.
No, you didn't. You didn't say nothing.
Also, there's your nun pizza with left beef. I made it thin and crispy to make it even more depressing.
Oh, nun pizza with left beef. Oh, no.
I gotta find something more depressing than left beef, so please keep going.
Just put spinach on one side.
Here's worse, and I wouldn't even touch this. This is nun pizza with right olives.
Oh, God.
If you're lucky, I'll probably send you all to Akazaban. That will teach you to copulate in the Great Hall.
Yeah.
He changed the song on the iPod to an NSYNC song. Suddenly, I noticed something strong about the iPod. It was slowly chonging. Dumbledore, did it notice?
What happened to Cheech?
So, it's her iPod, and she says she's a gothic, but she has shitty Avril Lavigne song and then NSYNC music on it.
Well, all right, gotta remember, the iPod wasn't hers to begin with. It was given to her by probably someone who was like half goth, half prep, mudblood.
Okay.
So, NSYNC, yo. Baby, quit playing games with my heart.
That's the Backstreet Boys, though.
I don't care. This is pleasure, you fool.
I mean, they're all the same.
Domino's doesn't even cooperate. Don't worry. Just because you see cheese on your customizer doesn't mean that we forgot. We'll remove the cheese we make it. I want to see what it looks like, you assholes.
No, no, no. It's because they're going to put the cheese on and then they'll take it off.
Oh, wait. This person's a weird mutant.
It doesn't cook properly unless you put the cheese on there.
Does Pizza Bowlies have a customizer?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Are you going to just say Paboli the whole night?
Yes, Paboli.
You fucking poser. I'm mutton. Not how you do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like goat screams. They're funny.
I bet you've never heard like an av animals or sheep.
Like goats, yeah.
Yeah, goats, yep.
Yep.
Of GC, James said, no, I knew what. What?
What?
The iPod was chonging into the number. Morty McFly's Tim Machine 1-1. Shut up, Joms. Draco's dad shouted. Yeah, shut up, Snake said preppily. No, you shut up, Dumbledore. 1-1-1-1, said Tom.
No, you.
Logan, you'd like this. They have a pizza called the Meal Buster.
What?
Our secret recipe pizza sauce topped with pepperoni, Italian sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, onions, black olives, and topped with an extra amount of our special blend of natural cheeses.
Oh, God. Don't say that into my ear. It's rude.
Natural cheeses?
Smegma.
They also have a pizza just called the Meatster.
That sucks.
Who makes seafood Alfredo pizza?
Dude, don't knock it.
Yeah, man.
That sounds like a lot.
Oh, it's got Old Bay on it. Fuck that.
Boo.
Oh, you mean the worst ingredient Maryland has to offer?
That stuff's intense.
Like, pizza with seafood and, like, white sauce is really good, but if you're gonna put Old Bay, like, you just ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Old Bay overpowers everything within 30 feet of it.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's classified as a Class D weapon.
Just dump cement on it.
You guys are not Marylanders.
I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm from Texas where they have barbecue sauce on everything and it's just as offensive.
No, I'm mainly talking at Steve-O and Val.
I'm Canadian by adoption.
No.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's adoption by marriage.
Unless you have an entire drawer filled with crab hammers, you can't live here.
Look, we can't all be like you and just go out and buy an axe all willy-nilly.
Hey, I needed this axe.
For what?
To eat the crabs?
No, so we could do the stupid video we're doing on your birthday.
Dude, I'm really good with axes.
Yeah.
I almost beat you.
No, you did beat me.
You beat Steve-O, but you didn't beat me.
Oh, they're talking about throwing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
It's fine. I've had enough.
Oh, we never talked about that on.
Oh my god!
Opinions.
Yes, we will.
Steve, I'll add it to the list. Don't trust Val with an axe.
I've had enough of ooh Satanist in my school. Shouted Dumbledore spuriously. Suddenly, I grabbed the iPod from him. Everyone, jump in before it's 2L8. I jumped into it, but only one otter person jumped in. It was. Satan. You dunderheads!
You know, the story gets a lot better if you imagine, just like the conservative Americans imagine, Satan is played by Obama.
Oh, well, that's right. I'm gonna be jumping into this portal.
Agogi, let's go.
Is Obama with one with no nose?
Agogi.
And Elby.
You sound like a delicious treat.
Elby.
Let's get inside that portal. Here we go.
Screamed Dumbledore wisely as we went. I screwed dunderheads wisely.
Just, dunderheads.
You dunderheads!
Dunderheads.
You dandruff sufferers.
You've got danderhead.
Danderheads.
Head and shoulders can help.
Frasier did the commercial for it.
And then he crashed a helicopter.
Oh, dear.
I looked around. I was in the Slytherin conmen room with Satan. I was wearing a black plaid miniskirt with hot pink fishnets, a sexy black MCR corset, and black stiletto boots with pink pentagrams on them.
Groms.
My earrings were Blake Satanist sins, and my raven hair was all around me to my mid-black.
Mid-black? I wonder where it ends.
Oh my. They do have MCR corsets.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Let me see him.
I've never listened to a single MCR song.
That's probably not true. Almost assuredly not true.
If you played Guitar Hero 2, you probably heard one.
I've played Guitar Hero 2, but it was many years ago, and I probably skipped that song after the one time I played it.
Probably. Hey, cool, where is this? He asked in an emo voice.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Been a pleasure.
It has, thank you.
And now, it's Sarah's turn. Oh, God. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I forgot to turn off my mute this time. I stopped the broadcast.
I'm going to make a reference that nobody's going to get, but the way she said broadcast sounds like Don Newman.
You're right. I didn't get that.
So there's a broadcaster from Middle America named Don Newman, and he's like, hello, I'm Don Newman. Welcome to the broadcast.
All right, Sarah, do you know where you are?
I do. Page 60.
Yeah, we're getting down to the tail end of it here. Woo! Woo!
We can do it!
Blue Earns.
I was saying that.
This is the future. Dumbledore's... Oh, wait, they spelled it right.
Almost.
Dumbledore's... Darn it.
They were close.
Dumbledore's iPod that he tried to take away from me was really also a Tim machine, I told him. Cool, with a K. What's an eye patch?
What's an eye pad?
Well, if you have an injury on your eye, you have to wear that to protect it from light.
He whimpered.
Yeah.
Cool. What's an eye patch?
It's something you use to listen to music, I yacked.
Yackety yack.
Don't talk back.
I did.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. Because you made that song that used to be famous.
Yeah.
OMFG. Cool. Wait, was a four-letter word for dirt?
Dirt.
Like, I thought it was going to be a brain teaser or something like that. No.
That was my pause, because I'm like, Wait a second.
Sod, but spelled wrong.
Yeah. He asked in his Sixa voice. How do you ask that? Hold on. Let me try that. OMFG. Cool. Wait, what's a four-letter word for dirt?
Sod, but spelled wrong.
OMFG. Cool. Wait, what's a four-letter word for dirt?
I think the ultimate challenge is going to be go on a dating app and just use that as your cold open.
I'm going to set up a Tinder profile. The only description is, what's a four-letter word for dirt?
Yeah, and just, like, see what happens.
I guess sand? That's not...
Yes.
It's technically dirt.
No.
Soil.
Yeah, soil would
that
be...
That makes me mad.
Silt.
Loam.
Sod spelled wrong.
Sued.
Hold on. Let's see here. Four-letter word for dirt. Anal. That's a good one.
Steve, that's dirt E.
Yeah, but that's an extra letter that's not allowed. Unless you were to say, what's a four-letter word that has five letters? Tying it back!
I guess sand. I laid confusedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just trying.
Yep, trying
to make sure we were still the same person. He triumphantly. Does that actually spell right?
No. It's not an E, it's an A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Close, though.
Giggled. Suddenly, some of my friends walked in. A complete sentence that...
Well, can you say that one more time?
You cut.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
Woo! It's an actual sentence that makes sense.
Nope.
Actual sentence makes sense. Yay.
That works.
There we go.
So I have to sound stupid to make it work.
Apparently.
Well, good thing I'm reading this. OMG, you're fucking alive, said Ginny, wearing a black leather jacket.
Black
baggy pants. And a gothic black from first to last, it's from with a U, to last shirt. I explained to her why I was alive. Konnichiwa, bitch.
Yes.
Said Willow. She was wearing a black corset, showing off her boobs with lace all around it. And red stripes on it.
Stipes.
Fuck. Stipes on it.
I like red stripe. It's a good beer.
I just don't like beer.
Yeah, beer is gross.
With it, she was wearing a black leather miniskirt with big black boots, white foundation, black eyeliner, red eyeshadow, and black lipstick. Hey, motherfucker. Said Diablo. With his red hair. Diabolo!
It was said by his hair. He didn't say it. His hair did.
He was wearing a black ATD.
Yeah. Panic at the dumb band name.
Oh, it's Panic at the Disco?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. I'm just like patted.
Yep.
Okay. T-shirt. Shit!
Yes!
With a red pentarom on it with lace at the bottom, red leather pants with black lace and black stilettos.
Yeah, they stole the toes.
Yep, all of them.
No, they stole the toes.
Don't steal my toes! Logan, you already said you're gonna steal my
I'm
calcium!
I'm gonna steal your calcium!
Don't take out your bones and shake me with them.
Oh, it's Satan.
Oh.
I told her. And she nodded, knowing the truth. Suddenly, Satan started to cry because hell froze over.
Nobody likes to be evil anymore.
Why can't I be evil? I just want to be evil.
Awesome.
Are you okay, Satan? We asked concernedly. OMFG, you're from the future. What if you don't like codes were from different times? He asked. No, I still like you. I said sexily to him. Okay, he said reassuredly. I let him listen to Teenagers by MCR on my iPod.
See, it's her iPod. So why did she have shitty Avril Lavigne songs and NSYNC on
it? You got me. I'm secretly a prep plant.
What's wrong with NSYNC?
Damn it, you stole my joke.
I mean, here's the thing. Only preps had iPods. Real goss had the Rio.
No, they had the Zune.
No, they didn't.
Nobody had the Zune.
Nobody had the fucking Zune. It doesn't exist.
I've met one person in my life who had a
the
fucking
Zune. The Zune was actually good piece of hardware that just did not catch on because the iPod was too good.
Yeah, because it ran Windows.
Hey, my computer runs Windows. I love my computer.
I'm gonna go to eBay and see how much a Zune costs.
I had an off-brand USB drive with a earphone jack in it that did the job.
I was one of the people that had a fucking Toshiba Gigabeat.
While I was about to go outside to find some things, I gave Diabolo a signal to keep Satan occupied. How the fuck are you gonna do that?
Easy. You just challenge him to a fiddle contest.
Okay.
He's gonna fuck him.
Fuck him, that's better.
Oh, I just want a fiddle contest.
Fuck him with a fiddle contest.
So thank you very much, Sarah.
Much obliged.
Appreciate you coming on to read. Ugh. I'm so tired. We might have to wrap this a little early, guys.
No, we got this. We only have 9 pages left.
No.
We're so fucking close.
Let's just finish it.
Not even 9 pages.
Oh.
Steve, we can do it.
It's 5 pages left.
All right, fine. Sim, you're up.
All right, I'm on page 61, correct?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Woo! We're probably going to close with the core hosts after you.
Aw, you're not going to let everybody else read?
It would be an odd number out, and to be fair, we've slaved through this, so I feel like we deserve it.
Well, most of us did. Some of us showed up late.
Yeah, Steve.
That's why you're not going to get another page.
Oh, damn.
No. Wait, you mean all I have to do is show up late and I don't have to read?
No, the rule doesn't apply to you, Dave.
Damn it.
He's from Canada. It's different. We have international statutes.
Nothing good ever applies to me.
Yeah, but everything good applies to Canada, so move to Canada.
What? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move to the land of maple and calzones. Sorry, pizzones.
No.
Yeah, because the pizzone is
actually
calzone.
A stromboli.
It's not a fucking stromboli.
Shut your... propaganda spreading mouth.
It doesn't have sauce in it.
You don't have sauce in you.
You're a soulless, sauceless person.
Do I dare say save it for naked opinions?
No, we already went into this heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
There was screaming.
And name calling.
Yeah, we all came out of it pretty tore up.
No, I laughed.
We learned who was a communist and who was not.
Well, I certainly wasn't communist.
Satan fell asleep. I took the iPod. I was about to walk outside. That's 3 sentences in a row with no spelling errors.
Hey, doing pretty good.
Professor Sinister ran in 11111, and there goes. She was wearing a gothic black mini dress with depressing black stripes, white and black stripped tights, and red Converse shoes.
Oh, she got it right this time.
I hate Converse. They hurt my feet. They don't have any arch support.
They don't have any support.
Exactly.
And the thing is, I don't even have an arch and they still hurt.
Wait, you don't have arches?
No.
Yeah, he's got flat feet.
I have very flat feet.
I used to have flat feet too. Do they not get the things put in your shoes to give you not flat feet anymore?
I never went to a foot doctor.
Oh, well, then you fucked up.
I did. I fucked up many things.
She was wearing lots of black eyeliner. Oh my fucking god, where's Draco? 111.
I thought you were going to complain about the story for a second.
No, I knew what I was getting myself into. How did Snap get back here? Hold on, I did the wrong inflection. How did Snap get back here?
It's really hard to get the inflection right.
I toe-hot.
I toe-hoed?
I toe-hoed.
Toe-hoed.
I toe-hoed. He was in Azerbaijan.
Does it actually fucking say Azerbaijan?
Yeah, they went to a different country.
I asked sadly. Ebony, I was so worried about Abbott, you.
Yep.
But I know you can't fucking die because you're a vrompire. Vrompire.
Vampires very much can die.
Yeah.
Prove it. Prove one vampire in real life that has ever died.
Oh, in real life. Since this is a fiction work, It's
So what you're saying is you have no evidence.
You have no evidence that vampires aren't...
Well, it's very difficult to find the existence of the thing that never dies, because it never leaves a body to study.
This is the thing that never dies.
This fic just goes on and on forever.
It doesn't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme, Logan.
Can I get fries with my sub?
No, you cannot.
No!
Snape came back because that girl Brittany freed him. I never liked her. She was a bad student.
She always asked for fries with her subs.
Trevolvi said reassuredly, "That bitch!" 1-1. Did she also freed Hargrid and Lupin?
Hargrid is supposed to be in a comma.
I shouted angrily. I hated Brittany because she was a fucking prep. Yes, they are on the loose at this school. Dumbledore is back. Cornelia is on his way to help everyone. Tell everyone you see to lock themselves in their con man room. Trevolvi said worriedly. Okay, but where's Draco? How come he was doing it with Snap? I don't know why, but he almost tried to commit suicide after he saw you almost kill yourself, she said. That's terrible.
You're the best at air cunnilingus so far.
Thank you.
Okay, Val just beat you, sorry.
See, that's playing with power right there.
Don't do that!
Logan, do it again.
No!
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you put a slime monster in a centrifuge.
Nah, work the bellows, Logan.
I'm waiting for one of his cheeks to explode.
Kaboom! Satan was still asleep, so he couldn't tell what was going on. Then I said, "Listen, everyone, I have something important to do. In her, everyone stay." With that, I ran out. "Good luck, Tara," everyone cried.
Except insert.
Has she been referred to as Tara at all?
No.
No, I mean, it's not the first time they've called her Tara.
I ran sexily down the stairs into the Great Hall, while the portraits around looked at me scaredly. There was hardly anyone else in the stairs, and Tara was an atmosphere of horror. On the way, I saw Brittany laughing on the stairs. She was wearing a slutty pink shirt.
No.
You skipped a word slash...
Oh, you're right. Fuck.
You were doing good.
She was wearing a slutty pink shirt with flowers on it, a blue jean skirt, Abercrombie, and pink stilettos. She looked just like a pentagram of those fucking preps Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan. "You fucking bitch!" 1-1-1, I shouted angrily. "No, you're totally a bitch. Now Voldemort will, like, totally kill you," she laughed. "Crucius!" 1. I shouted, selectively pontificating my blick wand, and she started screaming cause she was being tortured, and I laughed sadistically. "No!" 1. "Help me!" 1. "Please!" 1. Brittany screamed terrifiedly.
"I can't help you. You seem to have some sort of breathing disorder now, Troy."
One.
Help me.
Okay, I did it.
Yes, you did.
He did it.
Thank you very much. I was reminiscing about side talking.
And talking about subs with fries.
This universe we have built.
Do you still have the OCAD sign using an N-gauge picture that I made a long time ago?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that had the dude giving the thumbs up, the monster truck, and Jack Thompson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do still have it. it'll take me a while to find it, and I have to find the hard drive and plug it in. But anyways, thank you, Troy. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And thank you to everyone who's guest read with us tonight. We are going to end this epic saga, and I will start. Page 62. I put up my middle finger at her. In her hand, I saw the video camera Snape and Lumpin had used to take the video of me. I put the tape of Voldemort doing it with Hedwig onto it. Then I continued to round down the stairs with the camera. When I had reached the Great Hall, I saw Vampire Potter. OMG, Vampira, 1-1-1. I yielded. Sorry, lost myself.
In the music, the moment.
Yes.
The moment you we own
hugged
it, you never,
each
never let it
utter
go.
Happily. He locked at me with his gothic red eyes and spiky black hair. Around them were black eyeliner and eyeshadow, like iCarly. He was wearing a black leather Jackson leader pants, a Panic at the Disco concert shirt, and his black Congress shoes. He looked more like Joel from Good Charlotte than
no,
ever.
No, it's not Charlotte. It's
Charlotte.
Yeah.
My brain. Good Charlotte than ever. Did oo hear der song De River It Rocks?
I've never heard it. Is it good? Probably not.
I've never heard the song De River It Rocks.
I was so worried you died, moaned Vampire. I was so worried you died. Moan Vampire.
Why is everybody having their nipples tweaked seductively in this story?
I know, but I'm a vampire, lol. When I woke up, I was back in 1980. So anyway, I bought Voldemort from when he was young with me. There's so much. Where's Draco? I asked spuriously, spelled correctly. God damn it.
Hang on, what does that mean?
I don't know, but it's spelled correctly.
Probably with spur.
I don't know what that means.
It's done with many spurs.
Oh, today we still use spurious to mean illegitimate, but the more common meaning is false.
I asked falsely. Draco, you mean that fucking poser who betrayed you? Vampire snarkled with anger in his sexy voice.
Snarkled?
Snarkled.
That's snarfled.
Snark! Snark! I know, but we have to find him! I seed Smarty!
It's I said! There's only one E! S-E-D.
What does S-E-D stand for?
Second education degree.
Secondary education degree. Oh my god, she's right. I was gonna get one of those. And then I gave up because teaching is hard. I'll do it, Den, Harry said angstily. Okay, I agreed. Suddenly, all the lights in the room went out. And then, the dork Mark appeared.
Again.
Oh, my fucking Satan, Harry shouted. I think Voldemort has arrived, I said anxiously. Fuck, I have to find Draco one. I guess we should separate.
No, separate.
No, that's a separate.
I hate this story and all it has done.
Don't worry, Steve. I've got something to bring you out of the dark times. Are you ready?
Is it Taco Bell?
Yes.
Okay, Vampire said, disapparating, sadly.
No. No, diaporating.
Diaporating.
Yep.
Sadly, I ran into the Great Hall. Chapter 43. Author's note. I think after this, I will have a boot two or
three. No, a bot.
Abbots. I will have abbots two or three more shapers. Fangs to all my
reviewers.
Reviewers.
Reviewers. Not das flamers. If you flammed sis story, den us suck. A lot of ones. If you flam, den fuck you. Couple ones. Lots of X's. The sixes again. And then a few more X's. I walked sexily into the Great Hall. It was empty except for one person. Draco was there. He sat there in deadly bloom. Bloom. God, all the good words are bad.
You just can't read normal words anymore.
They're bad. All the words are bad.
How do word?
Locate the icon on your desktop for Windows 97. Word 97.
On your desktop?
Desktop. Shut up.
I have a dumb picture I wish to share.
Not
with
again! I hate you. He sat there in deadly bloom in his black 666 t-shirt and his baggy black pants. Logan, then David, then Val.
But not me.
You complained earlier about showing up late and how you still didn't get penalized, so now you're getting penalized.
I wasn't complaining.
Sean, do you want to read?
Luigi, what are your thoughts on childhood violence? If it can crawl, it can brawl.
I'll tell you what. Of the remaining three people, anybody who wants to give Sean select paragraphs, you're more than welcome to.
Sean, you can have all of my part. Go ahead.
No, David, you can't do that. You can't advocate more than half.
Steve, I only advocated half. And then the other half.
No,
no, wait. I'll allow Dave to abdicate his whole part, but I'm abdicating my part to Dave.
Yes.
No.
That's fine. Yes. That's fine.
Hold on. Val, quick, abdicate your part to Logan.
No.
We'll eventually get everybody's part back to where it goes.
He had slit his wrists. 111.
I felt mad at him for having sex with Snape. But I felt sorry for him.
Wait, I thought you abdicated your part.
No.
That wasn't for reals. That was a gag, Steve.
I'm not giving this up for nobody.
You can't just take back your abdication.
It was a gag, Steve.
Yeah, you can. That's what the Japanese emperor did. He's like, yo, bitches, I'm still here.
Oh, good then. I'm glad David did it too.
I didn't say I didn't.
But I felt sorry for him.
I too felt sorry for David.
Thank you.
He looked just like Gerard Way with his red eyes and his pale white face. Draco, are you okay? I asked.
I'm not okay, he screamed depressedly. I thought of the MCR song, and I got even more depressed. Oh no, it says depressed. Cause that song always makes me cry. I gave him a pot cigarette, and he started to smoke it.
Oh, Draco.
Not again.
Why did you do it with that fucking bastard Snape?
I asked here dully. Draco began to say, but suddenly Lupin and Mr. Norris appeared into Darulus
no, 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 and appeared, no.
apparated into the room. They didn't see us.
I'm so glad we, me, and Snape were freed. Damn, this job would be great if it wasn't for da fucking students, Mr. Norris agreed.
Pop Adelum, 111, I yielded, angrily pointing my wand at them.
No one. Lupin shouted as chains came on him. Mr. Norris ran away. I don't know where he is. 111.
Oh, wait, no.
I skipped that. You fucking perv, I said, laughing with...
Do you have the time to listen to me? What?
Oh.
I said, laughing with depths of evil and depressedness in my voice.
Now you have to tell us where Voldemort is, or I'm going to torture you. Or I'm gong to torture you.
I don't know where he is. 111111.
I don't know where he is.
111111. Said Lupin. Suddenly, Satan and Vampire ran into the room. Vampire didn't know who Satan was really.
Vampire.
Yes. Oh my Satan! We were so worried about you guys. One. Vampire said, I looked sexily at Draco with his gothic red eyes with contacts, black t-shirt that said 666 on it, and pale skin like Gerard Way. Vampire with his sexy black hair and red eyes, just like Frank Liro, and Satan, who looked just like Brandon Yuri then.
Then it's David's turn.
Hi. I selectively took the caramel from my pocket.
I am very particular about my caramels.
Werther's original? Caramel. No. This is that real shit. We're talking Brax, yo.
Oh no, not Brax.
Just a big square of caramel. Or a cube, actually. Sorry. Square is a 2D plane. And then I began Frenching Draco sexily. Lupin gasped. Draco began to take all of his clothes off again. It's fucking clothes. And I could see his white sex pack. Then Vampire took his own clothes. Is that clothes or clots?
Yep, clothes.
Clothes off too. We all began making out to get sexily. I took off my leather bra.
David!
No.
What?
That's yeah,
but
black.
It's the way it's spelled.
Yeah, the misspelling.
My yeah. lace thong and the rest of my clothes.
There's at least three letters missing from that you're not saying.
No, I'm saying them right.
Blech.
It's just like you saying blech.
Oh.
Everyone took their Glocks out, except the number four, me. I'm a girl, lol.
What does that even mean?
Help me, Satan, Draco!
I screamed as he put his hardness in my thingy. Then he did the same thing to Harry.
How?
Wait. Is he hemipene?
Yes, he's a Slytherin after all. They have hemipenes.
That is is the best Arby's ad. Drain the blood, cure and slice the flesh, season and fry the potatoes, feed them the sugar water. Be born, toil, die.
Arby's, we sell food.
We sell food.
That sounds like something from the nihilist Arby's Twitter.
Yep.
I'm going to go post that in one of the meme chats I'm in.
Do it. You're welcome. You're welcome for the fodder.
Appreciate it, man. I began making out with Satan, and he joined in. Alms! 111, cried Vampire.
Vampire.
I screamed. Satan. I yelled, Harry, and please your... Lupin watched in shock. We took turns doing torture curses on him because we are all sadists. Suddenly.
Yes. There's 10 years later, yes.
Hold on. It's almost reached perfect.
Dave, you have to make noise, otherwise it gets cut out by Steve-O's algorithm.
Steve-O has an algorithm?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He's still not making noise.
Listen, fucker, I was making noise. I was swishing my drink around. A big car that said 666 on the license plate flew straight through the windows, and snap was in it. 11. Chapter 44. Author's note. Well, I have nothing to say, but... Evert one step glamming, okay? David Bowie is dead. Let him rest. 111. If any gothic people are reading this, then you rock. 11. Omg. I still can't wait for the movie one. Tom Fleeton is so hot, lol. I hop Harry will become gothic, cause me friend told me he is really emo in this book. 1111. Omfg. I'm leaving W pretty soon. Can't wait. Wait, like, is this Laura Bush who wrote this? She's leaving W? This will probably be the last chapter until I coom back. X's, six's, X's.
That's me car!
Shooted Draco angrily. But suddenly it was revealed who was in the car. It was...
Veal-eyed.
Every time.
Snape! It was reveal-eyed. Yes, you're right, Sean. I shall free you, Lupin, but first you must help me kill these idiotic donderheads. He said cruelly from the car as it flew, circumcising.
Circumcising!
Above us. Ebony darkness, dementia, Ravenway must be killed. Then the Dark Lord shall never die.
The Dark Lord.
So wait, is Ebony like a reverse Horcrux?
I have no idea.
Like, if you kill all the Horcruxes, Voldemort dies. But if Ebony dies, then Voldemort lives forever. So she's a reverse Horcrux.
I guess?
Listen, my theory is sound. We're through the looking glass here.
No! Put the looking glass back! Put the looking glass back!
Here's the looking glass, Steve. You fucking prep, yelled Draco. Then he locked at me sadly. I forgot to tell you, Ebony. Snape made me do it with him. I didn't really have sex him. Yeah, that's what he said. I didn't really have sex him, but he is a ropist.
Ropeist.
He's in the Shibari?
Fucking, how long is this? 5 hours we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. We just hit the 5 hour mark.
Man.
I know, right?
I don't have the time to listen to me whine.
Yeah.
This is 5 hours you'll never get back.
Some of it's only been three.
Shh.
We all put our clothes on quickly, except Satan. We were so scarred. But Satan didn't change. Instead, he changed into a man with green eyes, no nose, a gray robe, and white skin.
I got them green eyes.
Gren, not green.
I got them gran eyes.
He had changed into... Voldemort! 111. I knew who thou were all along, he cackled evilly and sarcastically at me. Now I shall kill thee all! Thunder came in the room.
Da na 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 na. Thunder.
Da da. Ah,
no, please don't kill us, pleaded Vampire. Suddenly, Willow, Bloody Mary, Diabolo, Ginny, Dracula, Fred and Gorge, Hagrid, McGonagall, Dumbledore, Sirius, and Lucian all ran in. What is the meaning of this? Dumbledore asked all angrily, and Voldemort looked away. parenthesis, because Dumbledore is the only wizard he is scared of. He did a spell and suddenly his broomstick came to him sexily. Voldemort flew above the roof evilly on his broomstick. Oh my god! Slugborn gasped! Get it, cuz I'm gothic?
I don't get it.
No.
Please explain the joke.
The Dark Lord shall kill all of you. Then you must submit to him. Snape ejaculated menacingly. Wait, he's gonna kill all of you and then you have to submit?
Put in the crippler crossface.
Yeah, crippler crossface. That didn't end in tragedy.
You fucking preppy F-word. Sirius shouted angrily. I know a four-letter word for dirt. Cruciatus! Screamed Harry.
That's not a four-letter word.
Screamed Harry, but that sparks from his wand only hit Draco's car. It fell down, Snap quickly crawled out of it and picked up the Sidio camera.
Oh, Sidio again.
Oh my fucking god. One, I cried because the video of me in the bathroom, the video of me dong if with Draco, and the video of Satan doing it with, there's no end to it. That's it. If you kill me, then these Sidios will be shown to everyone in the skull. Then you can be just like that gothic girl Paris Hilton. He laughed meanly.
Last up is Sean.
All right, let's finish this.
No! I screamed. Fly! I have the picture of who doing it with Lupin. 1-1. What's she talking about? Lupin slurped as he sat in chains. I saw too. She's gonna show everyone the picture. 1-1-1. Harry shouted angrily. Shut up! 1-1-1. Lumpkin roared. Foolish ignoramuses! Yielded Voldemort from his broomstick. Thou shalt die, as in tie-dye, soon. Think again, you fucking muggle poser. One.
Whoa.
Harry yelled, and then he and Diablo.
If you haven't seen it, the Humble Bundle is Jackbox oriented.
Is this really the time for that?
No, it's never the time. But we do it anyway.
We're almost done, Dave.
Right, but if I prolong it, then we'll get them sweet.
No.
Time
no.
Clicks.
No.
No.
Trust me, I'm not dumb.
Sounds so unsure of yourself when you said that, but I don't believe you.
I don't know what I'm doing to life.
These 5 hours have mushified your brain.
Wake me up inside.
Can't wake up.
Save me from the nothing this has turned me into. Harry yelled, and then he and Diablo and Neville both took out Black guns. But Voldemort took out his own one. You guys are in a Latin standoff of...
What? The fuck is a Latin standoff?
It's not Latin. It's...
It's supposed to be Mexican.
Yeah.
They were just trying to not be racist.
I guess.
I shouted disparagingly.
Disparagingly.
Akko, Neville's wand, 1-1, cried Voldemort. Voldrymort. And suddenly Neville's wand was in his hands. Now I shall kill thee, all in ebony. Who will die? 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. He made, like, someone who cleans your place. Lightning come all over the place.
It's lighting.
Oh, lighting. Shit.
I haven't had the doc open on my web browser since I stopped reading.
Good job.
I just stopped caring.
Save us, Ebony! Dumbledore cried. I cried sexily. I just wanted to go to the conman room.
Conman.
Oh, it is conman.
Yeah, it's not conman.
Shit.
See, I did a thing.
For once.
Shh. To the conman room and slit my wrists with me friends while we watched Shark Attack 3 and Saw 2 and do it with Draco.
Those are not date movies.
No.
And had to do something more impotent. Abracadabra. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. I shoot it.
God damn it!
Wait, we're done?
Yeah!
No, we're not done because I forgot I wasn't recording, so we're gonna have to start that all over.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna go downstairs and punch you.
Can you punch him again for me?
Well, it's okay because I was recording mine, and we could just edit Steve out.
Please do.
Hold on. Here's what happens when Steve says he forgot to record.
We riot.
Thank you, everyone, for hanging out and reading and supporting us. And, oh, God, I am... starving. We'll have the Patreon list read in post. Val did a very, very sexy job of it.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I'm going to ask Logan to read it sexually.
Oh, I'll do it.
But I'm going to kill the broadcast now because I am fucking tired.
Yeah, that's enough.
I'm tired of living.
I'm stopping the recording now.
Yes, everybody can stop the recording.
I'm going to go silt my wrists now.
I got to silt my wrists now.
We'd like to thank all of our patrons on Patreon, especially our genital guardians. Sarah for the win. Mana. Pope Slot XVII. Happy Dell. Samantha. Afro Hog. Matthew Wayne Jordan. Niami Rose. Chris Chalfont. Joshua Burns Rivera. Eric Lemieux, Samuel Flynn, Discus,
Sean Webster,
Stephen Sickle, Evan Bomel, Michael Pouch, Shaded Sprider, Disden Plays, Mary, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, The Waffle.
Hi there! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music: Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits: Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.